You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. I'm actually really excited about this because I'm fixed to be 64 and Medicare supplements are something, you know, that is going to be in my life. And we actually titled this show Discerning Medicare Supplements. And so you may went, well, Robbie, where'd you come up with that? Well, Hans, you know, according to Proverbs 10:13, wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning. But a rod is for the back of one lacking sense. And, you know, that's pretty black and white right
yeah,
there.
Well, yeah. Pretty serious, too.
You know, but honestly, you know, knowing what I've learned over the last 18 months about Medicare supplements, I'm really looking forward to it that, wow, I get to go look at all these different plans and all these different prices. And it's been set by the government so that, essentially, you can compare apples to apples to eat oranges to oranges, and it's all about which is offered for the best price.
Well, it is. And unfortunately, people aren't told that too often. It's all buried in the literature that's 60, 80, 100 pages long. You know, and it's obviously in my books, but the common consumer of a Medicare supplement policy, they're usually very happy with it, by the way, which is a good thing, but they're unaware that there's 39 other companies besides the one they have that sell exactly the same thing.
Right. It was really sad when I think about my dad who, you know, whatever point in time somebody showed up on his door when he was 65 and sold him a Medicare supplement. And, you know, by the time we got a chance to look at it, you know, it was almost too late, but he was paying $300 a month, over $300 a month.
Over 300, yeah.
For a G plan.
It was an F plan.
An F plan that really he could have been paying half had he chose a different way back when he had a chance.
Yeah, even when he was 83, 84, 85, we could have cut the premium in half just with the stroke of a pen.
Right, but the thing of it is, and that I did not understand, but the more I've had a chance to work with you, the more I get to understand, is that, you know, a lot of these companies, they send out a sales force of, you know, in order to try to get their plan sold, you know, they send them right to your house. Well, I want you to think about it for a minute. If you were an insurance company and you're in a field where everybody's selling apples to apples and you've got high-priced stuff, how are you going to go about selling it? I mean, and you know, for me, it didn't take long to discern the fact that, well, if I'm going to sell stuff that's at a higher price for the exact same product as everybody else, my salesman wouldn't be able to sell anybody else's stuff. I mean, otherwise, they would never bring home the bacon. You know, so when you
they're called captive agents.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of these insurance companies, I think about Humana or Bankers Life, is that the one that...
Well, yes.
And so when they come calling at your door...
And Physicians Mutual and United American and AARP, United Healthcare. And there's a bunch of them.
How many options can I have? You know, how many different companies do you represent is a big question that ought to be on your lips.
It ought to be for everyone. Or if you want to go to your person that you go to for this, you want to ask them that question... You can also go right to our website, cardinalguide.com. It's public. It's free information. You don't have to tell us who you are. You can figure out what lettered plan you have. It's going to be either an F or a G or an N or some other letter. But you have to tell them that, and you tell them your zip code, and you tell them your gender and whether you smoke or not. And you can hit a button, and it'll give you the price for the exact same policy from 40 different companies.
Yeah, and it's almost mind-boggling that there could be such a difference in price, but you can't help but see.
Okay, so let's get back to your story. So if you were this insurance company and you didn't look favorable on that list because of your high costs, which you were doing, and you're sitting here. I mean, I have too much experience in the business to be relaying like what I would do. But before we were getting started here, you were talking to me. So go on with the story.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
What would you do?
I would hire salespeople that only represented my product, and I would send them to people's houses to try to sell it because, you know.
Would you tell them about these reports that have all these different prices? Would you tell your salespeople about that?
Heck no. I wouldn't educate them. I would educate them. In other words, I would be teaching them how to drink the Kool-Aid that, you know, Humana or whatever it is the only way to go. That, you know, this is the plan to sell, and this is where we, you know, would benefit the customer the most. In other words, they're trained on the one plan idea and not the idea of giving anybody options, because if they start looking, it wouldn't
sure.
work out too well.
Well, I tell you what I'd be doing as well. I mean, we're trying to think like somebody that we don't think like, or maybe I used to think like. I would figure out a way to change the conversation. I mean, I would want to get away from this comparison. These policies are identical. You got 10 options. So I would want to train my salespeople, have them change the conversation.
Right. And so you actually had that experience with, you were interviewing some agents possibly to come to work for you in Charlotte. And you had a couple of agents come by, but we used to work for the company that you did. And it was kind of shocking.
Well, it was just, I mean, first of all, I haven't considered buying a D plan, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I mean, we've pretty much limit our sales to F, Plan F, Plan G, or Plan N. And in my book, you know, and actually in the original book, it's on page 82 and 83, and it really has an example of one of these reports that compares all the different plans. So our whole philosophy is we want to bring to the consumer every choice that they could possibly have, but we're only going to do it on the Plan F or the Plan G and the Plan N, because if we showed them all 10 of them, and there's really no need to do that. I mean, having three options is where, I mean, 65% of the people that have a Medicare supplement in the United States have Plan F, okay? I mean, you think about that. And then the next most popular one is Plan G. I don't have the exact number on that. And then the next most popular one is Plan N. And then it's just a small little teeny percentage of people that have all the rest of them. So, but anyhow, these folks are coming in and we're just talking, and they're looking at possibly coming to work with me. And, you know, we're talking about this thing, and all of a sudden they got me talking about Plan D. And I'm thinking, I haven't talked about a Plan D. I haven't even thought about a Plan D in years. And one of the reasons is it's just lacking some stuff you can get on the G. There's just no reason to, okay, unless you're a new salesperson. These people were new salespeople. And anyhow, is when I got the chart out and I started showing, first of all, that was new information. They hadn't seen anything like these price comparison sheets. You can get them right out of my book. You can go to our website, cardinalguide.com.
This would be a good time to break in and say, yeah, you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, and it's brought to you by Cardinal Guide. And so if you go to cardinalguide.com, there we have the seven worries tabs. And one of those worries is Medicare. And so on the Medicare, you can download a free PDF, get exactly all this information, those very charts that what Hans is describing right now with all those prices, or while you're there at Cardinal Guide, you can put in your own information and get the price comparison.
Yeah, you can absolutely can. You can put in a Plan D too if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So if they're out calling you, and you may be thinking, what does this have to do with me? I'm under 65. I'm telling you, it has everything to do because you're going to get there sooner than you think. So you need to start researching this. And furthermore, if your parents or your in-laws are still alive, they've been serviced by pretty much these one company people, and they turn over a lot, so they're different people every year or two. This is pretty much your options 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now you got a whole bunch of options, like you can do business over the phone. I mean, as soon as you're doing that, we work in all 50 states in the District of Columbia, or if your parents live in another state, we can get rates for there. We're licensed there. And, you know, as long as they're willing to give up a face-to-face meeting and they're willing to conduct business over the phone, and perhaps they read my book to build some trust, or, you know, they can do that over a phone conversation, they're going to open up the whole world of options. So I want to get back to the story. I mean, this was just, so they just changed the conversation. And then when I was showing them all this, they want to talk about something else, okay?
But the fascinating thing is, you know, as I heard you describe it, is their Part D plan, which is obviously the, you know, the bare bones, you hardly get anything, was almost as expensive as what you were selling the G plan for.
Well, the G was less with the least expensive companies than their Plan D. And then I showed them other Plan Ds. I mean, if we want to talk Ds, I showed them several other that were $20 a month less. I mean, if you really want to talk Ds, but I wouldn't recommend you buy that plan when you can buy a Plan G, which is the really the most comprehensive one now. The F is the most comprehensive, but there's some changes coming up to that.
So how about an N? It sounds like it would be because it's further in the alphabet. what's up?
The with N it? Is the least expensive plan. And so you then have copayments. Each time you'd see the doctor, you have a $20 copayment, whereas you wouldn't have that on the G. And you're going to save about $20 a month. So, and there are people that buy-ins, and we sell them to them, and there's sometimes we recommend them, and it's just too much detail. It's a fine plan, and it also has, it's missing the excess coverage. So if a doctor doesn't work within the rules of Medicare and he balance bills you, or he charges you, or he or she charges you excess charges, the G plan is going to pick those up, and so is the F, and the N isn't, and certainly the D isn't.
And so we're into alphabet soup today on finishing well. And so, you know, you might as well get out your whole box of alphabets, because if you're looking at Medicare, understanding the A's and B's and the C's.
Well, we don't want to explain all the plans on the air. That's really not the purpose of this. I want people to get the concepts that they have lettered names, because when you take the same letter and you compare it against 40 other companies, they sell exactly the same thing. So you can do genuine price shopping in this stuff. And I would just suggest that you do it, and for yourself, and perhaps you ought to stick your nose into what your parents are doing, because one day you're going to be in charge of that. I mean, you were in charge of your dad's stuff.
Right, and the thing that was actually kind of exciting to me was that some of the lower priced options were some really well-known companies, like, you know, Mutual of Omaha and places like that. There, I wouldn't worry about the claims.
Oh, sure. Aetna, Cigna. There's several highly rated. They're the most competitive.
All right. So, you know, we haven't even gotten into Medicare Advantage and other things that we're going to talk about in today, and discerning Medicare supplements today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, again brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. You put in the cardinal, don't forget the guide.com. And again, you can download the whole chapter on Medicare there at the 7 Words tab. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show, we are discerning Medicare supplements. And so, you know, when I'm 64, fixed to be 65 next October, you know, I'm going to have a lot of people hitting my door, and it's time to be discerning, right, Hans?
Well, it is you need to educate yourself a bit. And, you know, we're always promoting my book. This show is really based upon the book. And one of the 7 worries at our cardinalguide.com is Medicare. And not just Medicare supplement. It gets into Medicare Advantage and what the differences are and prescription drug plans and the Medicare itself and people in different situations, how they need to handle it. But what we're talking about today is just fundamental stuff within the Medicare supplement business. I mean, this month marks my 43rd anniversary of I started selling Medicare supplements in 1976.
Wow.
In July of 1976. And we were the people turning 65 that I first list I called on were October 1911 birthdays. Okay. So I've been doing this a while. And the way this stuff was sold for most of my career is the people would come out to the house. I mean, they just, you know, we'd either call beforehand. A lot of times we'd just go see the people. I mean, we just go knock on their door. I mean, just back in the 70s and the 80s, and we still did some of that 15 years ago. And don't do that anymore, but some companies are still doing that. And so it's almost like you got a bounty on your head when you're now a Medicare-eligible person. You're going to get real popular, okay? And so what I'm wanting to get across to consumers on this show is you need to educate yourself a little bit, and you can do that. It costs you nothing. You can go to our website. You can hit the button, you know, it. You can go through the Medicare rate calculator, and you can put in your age, put in a plan F or a plan G. In my books, it tells you all how to do that, but this thing's pretty self-explanatory, and you can see a printout or a PDF download of every single company that offers that in your zip code and what the price is. And so you can do your comparison shopping without even talking to anybody. And then I would suggest if you've got somebody coming out to see you or you existing have a policy, I'd suggest you go do that. Or you give us a call. We'll fix it for you and email it to you or mail it to you or whatever. And then you can sit down with the price sheet in your hand and you can kind of look at what your company's charging and then what some other options are for you. And my whole point is this stuff was all sold and continues to be sold in a lot of cases by one company people. And in the modern era, you don't have to limit yourself to that. I mean, you used to be able to talk to two or three people. I mean, so you'd have two or three people come over to the house, and then you'd listen to all three of them, and you could make a decision. Not that many people did that. They tend to end up buying from whoever calls on them. What I'm saying now is, we do this stuff on the phone all over the United States, and we, you know, we rate it. People have email. We can do screen share, and we can talk people through it, just like we did at the kitchen table. But we can do that from sitting in a chair at a computer, and we represent all 40 companies on the sheet, except the captive companies that don't let them people sell for other. But so I shouldn't say all. I said most companies on the sheet. So I want to make that point, is these policies are identical, bearing the same letter. There is no difference. Sure, the companies are different and the financial ratings. So, you know, you need to look at that a little bit. So you don't necessarily need to buy the least expensive one. But anytime you're buying this stuff, or if you're just continuing to buy it on something you've had for a while, you need to take a look at one of these price comparison sheets.
Yeah, it's not necessarily hard, but you know, the other thing that really shocked me and I didn't understand at all, but now I do understand, is, you know, there are Medicare supplements, but if you already hooked up on Medicare Advantage, then Medicare supplements aren't an option for you.
Correct. If you buy a Medicare Advantage or you get hooked up in one of those, what you're really doing is you're leaving original Medicare, and you're Medicare is getting outsourced, where you're now going to receive Medicare by your election from a private insurance company like Humana or Aetna or United Healthcare, several others. And so now you're going to get your Medicare from them, and it's going to be different. You got to go to their doctors and hospitals. I mean, there's advantages to this too. There's advantages in Advantage. I knew you'd like that.
Well, the thing that scared me is because that it turns out that's what my mother-in-law is, Medicare Advantage. And, of course, we needed some treatment for her. And, oh, my goodness, there were no doctors anywhere that within 400 miles that, you know, that they would cover. And so, you know, it had to be in your county. It had to be this, that, and the other. And you literally couldn't get the treatment, you know, based on that Medicare Advantage. And she had no understanding of why that was, or, you know, and then you got to wait till the open enrollment period comes around again before you can change.
Well, I mean, something that we could have done for her, and we could still do it, is you can open a special enrollment period when you move. So now what we're talking about is somebody that's not on original Medicare and a Medicare supplement. We're talking about somebody that has a Medicare Advantage plan. And Robbie's correct in that, is that you can only change those starting in October, and you got to get it done by December, or the first week in December. So there's a limited window, and we can help you with that too. We represent all of those, and we can give you the advice on it. And again, I need to stop using the word all. Most would be better. There's some of the Medicare Advantage plans we don't represent. But in her case, she's moved. So when you move addresses, if you move far enough, you're entitled to what's called a special election period, and we could help with that. And now you get to change either away from a Medicare Advantage, or you could change to another Medicare Advantage during the year. And so that would be an option. And for any of you listening, most of you haven't moved or had some other event that created that. So, but if you do want to shop this stuff a bit or consider going back to original Medicare and a Medicare supplement, you're going to have to wait till October to do it. But it would be fine to get in touch with us now. Or if this is your parents or you're concerned about it, we can give you the advice on that.
And so what would you say to somebody, well, if I do away with my Medicare Advantage, what am I going to do about my drugs?
Well, yeah, you're going to lose your drug plan, but then we're going to enroll you in a Part D plan, a standalone Part D plan, which there's 30 or 40 of those available, and we represent most of them. And that's actually how you cancel a Medicare Advantage plan. It's the easiest way to do it. If we write you a drug plan under a special election period or during the general enrollment period, that automatically cancels your Medicare Advantage plan. Okay, so, and then we would need to get you also, you'll automatically re-enroll in Medicare, but then we would need to get you a Medicare supplement. So you would want to make sure you qualify for one of those before you get out of the Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, so again, it's a little confusing because we were talking about a D plan on the Medicare supplements, and here you've got the D plan has
Part
to
D.
Do with Part D, and so there's a big difference between Part D and a supplement D.
Totally different things, okay? The only thing is the same is the name. And one is Part D and the other one is Plan D. That doesn't sound too different to me, but they're vastly different. They couldn't really be more different. And they didn't intend to make it this confusing. It just they actually called them by letters to make it simpler. But nobody ever thought about, do we need two sets of letters over different things? I mean, they didn't ask me into that meeting.
But, you know, in Medicare, my understanding is, to get back to the ABCs of it, there is Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part C, and Part D.
Correct.
And then there's plans A, B, C, D,
and so on. And some of the letters are missing, and they go as far as N. But there's 10 of them. And some of them sound like the parts of Medicare, but they're entirely different.
But it's taken me a long time to finally understand that, okay, so if I'm in Medicare Advantage with a Part D part of Medicare Advantage, then, you know, that included my drug coverage. But now my Medicare is administered by the insurance company itself.
Let me see if I can simplify this.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what most of our customers have. They're signed up for Medicare Part A, which is the hospital. They're signed up and they pay for Part B, which is your doctor and outpatient. They don't have Part C, so they don't want that because they haven't picked their doctors for them. And they have a separate Part D prescription drug plan, which they pay for. And then they also purchase from us a Medicare supplement, Plan G. And it's only called a G. It has nothing to do with those other letters because that's the best value. And the Plan G is going to cover most of their deductibles and copayments. So when they go to the doctor and they go to the hospital, they're just going to be thrilled with the coverage. If there's anything that they're going to have some challenges with, it's going to be the Part D drug plan. It's just, if there's any level of customer dissatisfaction, it seems to be with those. And, you know, we try to make them as best as they can, but if that's
so,
the only thing you really got problems with.
I got a question about that. So if somebody's on a lot of different medications, do you have the experience to sit down and go, okay, you know, with this number of medications, you probably want this one.
Well, we have a computer program that does it. Oh. So we plug in all the medications. Anybody that wants this service, you just email me with your, you know, I take this drug, this dosage, this times a day, and it's for this. And we plug it all in. You got to tell me what pharmacy you want to go to, or you don't care. You'll take the best deal. And what your zip code is. And we plug it in, and we'll print you a report that shows the cost of all of them, but not only the premium that you pay, the bigger cost is your deductibles and co-payments. And this computer program will rank them, so it'll find the most cost-effective plan for you. And then we sign you up.
Wow. So you can see it pays to know a certified financial planner, Hans Scheil. Again, Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide when you go to cardinalguide.com. And, of course, there you're going to see how to contact Hans, maybe ask him for the entire book, or download today's chapter information there at the Seven Worries tab, which today's worry is Medicare, which we're hoping you're not worrying and that you're living out of faith, not fear, and that through this information that Hans has shared today, you're able to discern, you know, Medicare.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.